Hi, this is Ilka Cassidy and Mary James with Passive House Accelerator, and thanks for tuning in to the special bonus episode of the Passive House podcast, recorded at the International Passive House Conference 24 in Innsbruck, Austria. And a big thank you to Source 2050 for their support of the series. In this interview, Marcelo Garcia, Susanne Teumer, and Elena Reyes share how the International Passive House Institute developed a tool for BBVA, one of the biggest banks in Mexico, to support sustainability assessment of residential projects.
I'm Marcelo Garcia. I'm the head of strategy of the mortgage business in BBVA Mexico.
Thanks, Marcelo. My name is Susanne Teumer. I'm working at Passive House Institute. I'm an architect and Passive House consultant, and I'm the project leader of this project that is ongoing now.
And my name is Elena Reyes. I'm coordinating the building certification department at the Passive House Institute and also part of the technical team that worked in the project that Susanne just mentioned.
So can you talk a little bit about the partnership between the Passive House Institute and, you know, projects in Mexico?
Yeah. So we were approached in something like 2011 by someone who worked in developing projects in developing countries. And we, as PHI, we have never worked on that type of project before, but it was very interesting for us. And we also had at that time a Mexican colleague, Mari Carmen Rivero from Monterrey. She's still in the institute. So it was very interesting for us to work on passive house or on energy efficiency, on creating awareness también also in Mexico. And so we embraced the opportunity. We got to know the different institutions in Mexico, mainly the institutions that work on social housing, so governmental institutions, and also banks that work in this sector. And then we prepared studies and tried to get pilot projects. Then there was a private initiative coming up at the same time that actually was faster. So we had a first certified passive house in 2011 or 12, certified by Mari Carmen at that time. And that was it. Then there was talks about creating a network, like a passive house association in Mexico. We trained people. There was lots of interest, but not really projects coming out of it, or more projects. And we were sometimes approached by clients that send an email to the Passive House Institute in Germany and asking for a cost estimation. We send a cost estimation, and then we never heard of them again. So there are a lot of barriers, and we want to overcome these barriers. And now this project, My Efficient Home, this program from the bank BBVA in Mexico is a big opportunity to actually remove those barriers and try to introduce a passive house mortgage in the Mexican market, and that with the biggest bank of Mexico.
That's a perfect segue to explain how it is that you, BBVA, got interested in this program.
Yeah, well, for us at BBVA, we believe in the proactive accompaniment for the client. So we are always looking to give them more value in the process of being involved in the financial sector, right? So we believe that the approach that we are taking with Passive House and with GOPA in this project is to give to the client some tools to get more knowledge about the type of homes that they are chosen, and also to make more awareness about this type of project, so they can start to give these tools to the sales force of the bank to impulse more like the customer-centric perspective for, I mean, changing the mindset of the sales force from being sellers to more advisors, so they can go with the client each other to all the all through the process, but not only for a special rate or something that it's only like for the pricing of the product. We believe that the approach of being an advisor and give them the tools and some advice for retrofit projects, for example, it's more valuable for them in the long term than only the pricing of the mortgage. So we are convinced that this is a forward. I mean, is a the way to do the things not only for pricing but also for the advice perspective for the clients.
And the tool for the prospective homeowners to understand their homes better is something that was worked on together with PHI.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. From our point of view as PHI, we knew that we already had the tool exactly to be able to give the bank the information they needed to be able to give a score, right, or to have a reference of whether the projects were good or bad. But as you mentioned earlier, it was a matter of making sure that we were actually talking about the same goal, even though in theory we did, we realized pretty soon in the process that what we had, each of us had in mind with it was very, very different, right? So it was the first step actually before what we presented today was to work together with the bank for a year, more or less, in talking about strategy, talking about, okay, how do we connect the dots? How do we connect the PHPP with the objectives of the bank and with giving an added value to the client, right? Something that they can not only see, just not a piece of paper, but also something that helps them understand, okay, my house or my home could be better, or I actually got a better product thanks to this evaluation, then I have the information to be sure about it.
So what I thought was really interesting was that you were saying there's a language barrier, but it wasn't between German and Spanish or English. It was more the language barrier between passive house consultants or architects and the bank. So how did you solve that?
Yeah, I know it from my private life. My husband is a risk analyst in a bank, and he always jokes his first word in German was Insulation, Dämmung. But if he starts talking about what he's doing actually in the bank, after one or two sentences, I'm like, oh, okay. This is like Chinese. I mean, I cannot follow. It's a completely different world, to me as an architect. And, so it was, one thing was that we had to find a common language. And the other thing is, I mean, we cannot just put a PHPP on the table and say, here is the tool, use it for your energy. But we had to also take care of what Elena was proposing, to make sure that with a very little input, they could get very good results out of the tool. But still, we had to change the procedures, so the workflow that they typically do. And of course, to change a workflow in a big bank, that takes a long time. And
And it was also interesting, right, during the conversations, everything that we ask for is something that they have to measure on site or check somehow. And that means money for the bank, because they need to pay the people that are going to do those site visits, right? So it was actually at some point even funny to be like, okay, but I need this value. And they're like, yeah, but I mean, that means more time. Can we just get it somewhere else, or somehow can we just figure it out in a different way, right? So it's a matter of like juggling a bit and then thinking about a balance between how precise we want to be, because with PHPP we want to be very, very precise, and then what does the bank need at this point, and what can we provide so that it also works for them, right? So it was very, very interesting.
So did you change your process during that time, or is it basically you knew what you needed for a Passive House certification or for the PHPP and just change the outputs or the presentation for the bank? Or did you actually change your, you know, process for the bank?
I explained the traditional way of how we would approach or how a client would approach us, and then we would do the our assessing of the project, and then we would go to certification, and then your colleague Adriana said to me, thanks Susanne for your explanation of the traditional steps, but we don't want to walk, we want to fly.
And I think it's very, very relevant, this topic, because the same that we are talking about the process between a bank and Passive House for these kind of topics and how we speak each other with different concepts and all that, it's the same challenge that we had with our Salesforce, because they are prepared for sell the product, but they have to receive tools from us so they can have this conversation with the client and how it comes relevant for them, because the client only want the mortgage. They in Mexico it's still a really early step market compared with Europe. They only want the mortgage and they want the lowest price available. So this conversation it has to be very precise with specific tools for the Salesforce manager, so they can have keep it simple, but with the sufficient information that help the client to understand better what we are talking about and why we are a different approach in the market. I mean, we are convinced this is a way for a sustainable transition for the mortgage business, not only for the financial business, but also for contribute to a better society.
And can you explain a little of the advantages in a little more depth of a green mortgage? I mean, you were saying that you're not a green mortgage the way the other, I guess there's two other banks that can offer green mortgages, but that yours is a little different. Could you explain that a little more?
Yeah, well, I believe we are taking the correct approach, because the other two banks are only transferring the previous certification given by another certifier to the developer. So they only receive the certification and they don't care about this conversation that we were talking about with the client, and they don't care if there's a benefit or health benefit, even health rather than only the savings that they will have with this kind of eco technologies and all that. So they are giving a special rate for those who get the certificate transferred by the developer. And that market is less than 1% of the Mexican market, mortgage market. So they are pointing only for less than 1 or 2% of the market. But with the approach that we're taking with this strategy is to take the full market, the whole enchilada, as we said in Mexico. And we are focusing in the client, not in the certificates. So the conversation is really different, because we are focusing the 70% of the new mortgages, the new house mortgages, and also the 30% of the used mortgages in the whole market. So we are giving the client the opportunity to know the characteristics of their homes, but also how they can improve their homes in terms of cost savings, but also for a better health of them and their families.
So the so when they go to apply for a mortgage, they will get some basic information about their housing, their window quality and their insulation quality, and that will help them to better understand what they're buying and also how they could improve.
Yeah, but we also gave to the client and to the banker more information, deep information about what type of windows or ceiling adaptations, or I don't know, the appliances and all that they can can used for the improvement of the home, but also a benchmark from the different types of homes that we have typically in Mexico. But we have humidity zones and dry, mild zones in Mexico. So if you only get a report with some numbers that we are not used to process that, the kilowatts and all that of your home, and you stop there, you are not giving them more than like a paper, right? But if you gave them this kind of benchmarks, more deep information, all that, you help the client, but also the banker for have that conversation between each other. And I think it comes more relevant for them, and we add value for the process there.
And that's basically the tool that you developed, correct? It basically comes out of PHPP, but it's a very condensed form that gives you the information to communicate with everyone involved. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a true calculation. So we have the energy balance is correct, but it's also honest. So it could be a very bad assessment at the beginning if we look at the existing housing or the existing way of project developers doing their projects now. But then in this, it's kind of an energy certificate, what we issue in Europe. This is similar. So you have a letter, and then this letter is on the first page, but then there is more about it. As Marcelo said, there is information on how you can improve. And the idea is also to get certified Passive House components into the game. So we try to find Mexican produced, ideally, components that are suitable for passive houses, and through the bank try to get in contact with those manufacturers, or even just middlemen who can then help us to import passive house components for all the Mexican climates. And maybe you can say also something about the tool, that it's not only energy.
I mean, yeah, that was also, I mean, that's also important, yeah, that we didn't only stop at energy, but we knew that for Mexico, the water context or the water demand was also something that we should take into account. I mean, there are many other things that we should take into account, like urban development and so on, but things that we could easily start with and then at least be the starting point of a discussion, we knew that those two were things that we needed to include. But what I also wanted to say is that what drew us as PHI into this project was that BBVA is interested in the long term, right? So this is only the first step of making it easier or making it possible for people to increase the efficiency of the homes, right? So we are mostly interested in keeping this moving so that we get better efficiency in the long term. And I think in a way for us, it's a natural step after all the work we've done in Mexico with the government. But at the same time, it's a new opportunity because BBVA comes from a very different perspective, right? From the private perspective. And then the opportunities there are very, very interesting, I think. And that's something that we were also looking forward to.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's a big step. And it's always true that you can't understand the value of adding, of improving your home if you don't understand where you start from. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, and hopefully we can also use the networks that we have and bring them all together, like ELAF, our new affiliate, which is for Latin American countries. I mean, this is also an opportunity, not only for Mexico, it's for the whole Latin American market, because we have the same barriers in the other countries, like lack of components, lack of capacity building, while we are now kind of trying to do online training. The exams are already online, so it's easier. It's more accessible now, but still, and in Mexico, we trained like 6,000 people in the last 13 years on kind of a tradesperson level. But you all know that our person certificates, they last only 5 years, then you have to renew. So now it's time to actually renew those certificates to kind of get more certified passive house designers in Mexico. But there are people that are capable of, they have proven in the past on the pilot project, they are capable to building passive houses. And we just have to do more and remove those barriers.
So how has it been received? Do you have a lot of clients that are interested in this?
Yeah, well, it's important to point out that every client that is actually starting a process for a mortgage is receiving this report. Every client, each of them. So the conversations are being very interesting between clients and the bankers. But also in the real estate developers sector, we are having very interesting conversations with them because we just presented this on March with them. And they are very interested for starting the conversation about how can they adapt their projects or they can improve the homes that they are, they're just finishing for selling them so they can make small adjustments like with solar panels or so photovoltaic cells. So they can make these little improvements for giving this benefit to their clients. So it's very interesting how this is getting more awareness in the sector, but not only for the individuals, also for the real estate developers. I think it's a very good first step for this strategy because we have so much to do in Mexico. But the good news is that we are receiving a really good answer for this commitment that we are giving to the sector and to people. So we are very glad for all the reactions that we are getting.
That's great. Well, that sounds like a great note to end on. And I'm excited to see progress.
Something? Oh, of course.
I just wanted to say, it's very important to point out that it's a team effort, right? Like we wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, PHI wouldn't be able to work in Mexico or in many other places without the collaboration that we have with Copa Infra. It's a longstanding partnership that has worked quite well. And then locally, Capsus, it's another company that also came with the technical knowledge for the water part. And there's a lot of areas within BBVA that were brought together so that all of this worked in a very, very tight timeline, right? So it's just, I just wanted to say it's a team effort, and without that, we couldn't have done anything, yeah.
Well, I think it's also very important to note that everyone has been, or it seems like everyone has been fairly flexible within, you know, certain parameters, that there is a little bit room and it's kind of what you have to do in order to move forward. So I think it's a great first step. And, you know, I mean, it just keeps going.
Yeah. And also, I think it's very important to be customer centric. If you are always thinking about the customer, this comes more easy than only think about the business or the expansion of passive house knowledge and all that. So you are only trying to add more value to the client, and I think that's the answer for this.
Flexibility. I mean, the NFIT standard is flexible, so we have those steps. We have step by step. Maybe for the passive house mortgage, it doesn't make sense to divide into steps because they're then too small. You go directly for the full retrofit or to NFIT or the full passive house. That depends also on the climate zone, obviously. But this flexibility. But what we actually want is that they do the right steps. And this is the big change in thinking or approaching projects from the project developers. I believe that they have to think in the steps, and these steps they are they are informed about those, about the right steps, ideally by an energy assessor who helps them in this whole package to get there.
Great. And just a last remark. I think it's pretty amazing that now the bank actually takes on the responsibility of education as well. I mean, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, because we believe that the traditional banking in Mexico, at least, the way to really transform processes and the society, it has to be like a 360 strategy, right? So if you only transform your process, or you come to digitization and transform only the online banking, for example, but you don't transform your sales force, you are not getting a complete strategy. So we believe that the changing the mindset of our sales force from only being sellers to more advisors and to get this loyalty about and confidence, like it comes about confidence about our clients. It's the only way that we can make long-term relationship with our clients. So at the very beginning, maybe we are only giving them a banking account, but in the long term, we are helping them to build a home or to come true with the dreams that they had. So we believe that that's the only way that we can transform the way of banking in and at least in Mexico sector, but I believe in the world, right?
Yeah, we should learn from that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.